Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Keeping and Relaxation Center in Tampa, Florida. We're actually live streaming this also, and if you're tuning in, you can find out more about these special events and our other radio shows that we have on a daily and monthly basis at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. With that, I am actually going to put the microphone down. I have a live class here, so I'm actually going to be teaching to them, and you can all tune in and listen. Later on, you'll hear some music in the background as I talk through the meditations, and we're going to start with some Q&A, go through what to expect. As you know, for this evening's event, we are doing a past life, a regression meditation, and that allows you to go back and have an experience to see some of your past lives. So I'd like to welcome everybody. We've been getting lots of great input and feedback from everybody globally, and I really appreciate that. And welcome. So I wish everybody a great journey this evening. And with that, I am going live. Welcome, everybody. So as I was saying earlier, this is something completely different for me because I usually just teach. And for me to do this and this and this, it's like it's a little bit overwhelming. But this is going to be really neat. As we mentioned, we're going to do a past life regression meditation. If you want to find out more about the events that I'm going to be teaching here, I've just started this. I took a year off to study pretty much around the United States with different teachers, get a number of certifications, and I took a year off from teaching. So this is actually our first class. I'll be teaching out of here live. I'll also be doing most of it live stream, so it's available for replay. Some events are free. Some events are actually going to be paid. We're just putting together the schedule for this year. And, you know, just a rough idea, some of the stuff I'm already thinking about. We'll be doing different types of meditations, ones where you'll get a chance to meet your ancestors, ones where you'll get a chance to meet your guardian angels. We'll be doing ones where you don't have a meditation, that we'll actually be doing exercises together. One of the ones is called the dream circle, where we get together and we talk about a dream and we talk about manifesting something you want to create for this year. So a lot of those details and everything will be up on the website. The main website for all the links, for the replays, for the radio show, everything is my website, and I'll be giving out business cards before you leave. It's www.mark, with a K, middle initial A, last name Rawson, R-A-W-S-O-N.com. So if you go to that site, you can find out about all the events, has all the links for everything, so you don't have to look for links or write them down or anything like that. You just need the business card for the first time out, and then all that information will be there. And once I have the schedule up there, you'll see all the different events we're going to be doing. We'll be doing everything from regressions to meditations to doing journey work. Once our drums come in, we actually are ordering drums from some American tribes in North America. Once our drums come in, we'll actually be doing drumming circles. So we're really excited about that. And I'll be using a lot of my skills that I just got through my certification from becoming a soul coach. I just completed my certification with Denise Lynn, spent 9 days out on the ranch out in California with the chickens and the goats and everything else, and just an absolutely incredible group of people. And we got our past life regression. I had already had my past life regression certification from Brian Weiss. I picked up my certification from Denise Lynn when I was out there, and I got my soul coaching. And with the soul coaching, it's a lot of personal work. It's based on a 28-day program, which we'll probably be doing parts of. So for anybody who wants to get involved in that, it will be going through that program, and that's about personal spiritual work for people. And then off of that is hundreds of classes that just engage in every aspect of spirituality you can imagine. So we're really excited to be able to bring all that to you and to bring it down to Tampa, Florida. So I'll start with a story about my first experience. I got my first regression when I was with the Brian Weiss group, and we did it at Omega. It was like a one-week class. It was funny because anybody who knows me knows I'm like a meat eater. Nothing I love more than a good steak. Omega is vegan, 3 meals a day. And I actually am proud to say I did 7 days of vegan without a problem. And because of it, I think to this day, I eat a lot healthier, organic, vegetarian mostly these days, and really just a personal choice more than a spiritual one. You'll hear a lot of people say, oh, you know, I'm going to become vegan because I want to go the highest vibration. Well, that works for some people. It doesn't work for all people. Some people need protein. They need to get alternate sources of protein. So, not to say vegans have their source of protein too. But I'm up there, and the interesting thing about this seminar compared to a lot of seminars that I've been to is that this seminar was 80% professional. Like, the whole room was, like, from, like, 24 countries, which was really neat. But everybody was, like, doctors and surgeons and psychiatrists and anybody that could be licensed. And I was like, boy, I don't, you know, and then there was, like, a little sprinkling of spiritual people in the room. We were kind of huddling together for protection. But, it was an amazing group of people. And a really good experience. And one of the guys that I had regress me, I had a lot of trust issues with regression. I'm like, you know, I don't want any mind control. You get those flashbacks when you talk about meditations or regressions. You start thinking about, like, Las Vegas and clucking like a chicken or something like that. So, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to let anybody regress me. I'll be, like, spilling all my secrets of the world out to everybody in the room, you know. And I was really worried about, you know, what that was going to be like and what the experience was going to be like. And, you know, I talk about this personal experience because I know from doing this, and I've done this around the country at different psychic fairs, and I've done it at trade shows, and I've done everything from groups like 2 people up to like 60 people. And it always works the same. You have a small percentage of the group that has no experience at all. And that's okay, because when you have these experiences, it lays the groundwork for you. And every experience you have allows you to get more relaxed, allows you to kind of find more stress release in your life. There's a lot of other aspects of it besides regression. And it's kind of like laying groundwork. And it's like, you know, for me, and I think I was sharing this, what was your first name again?
Victoria.
I was sharing this with Victoria in the beginning. I said, I think it was probably a good 2 months before I had my first experience. And I'll explain that because I started with doing CDs. Guided meditations. And my first actual experience, as I was telling the story, was with somebody at the Past Life Certification. That was the first time I actually had somebody that I could sit in a room with that I trusted that I would allow them to do the regression. And interestingly enough, he was a spiritual person who was a psychiatrist from New Jersey, and just an incredible guy. And it was really interesting because when he did his, there's all types of regressions you can do. One of the ones I'm going to be doing with the group tonight has to do with going to a sanctuary, having like a relaxing experience, bringing a little bit of healing energy, and then creating an anchor for you so that anytime you want, you can go back to the sanctuary. So if you're like sitting at work freaking out over something, you can just close your eyes. I'll give you a color and a symbol and a number or something. And you'll automatically go back to the space, which is very relaxing. It allows you to go into that space very quickly. And then from that, we'll actually go in and we'll do some journey work, and we'll go into a past life, and then we'll kind of go around that past life, and I'll explain different things as we're in it and stuff like that. There's other ones you can do where you can go through the birthing process, you can go through certain stages of your life. So you don't even have to go past this lifetime. You can actually journey around. And what was interesting about this is that when he started with me, he actually started me by journeying through my birthing process. And some people call this rebirthing processes. There's people that are certified to do that. It was a really interesting experience, and it has a lot to do with past life experiences, and that is lots of times, even though you can be in very dangerous situations sometimes, you're never in danger. You're always in control. And when you're going through a process, one of the things that you'll always notice is you'll actually in tune with the emotions that you had at the time. And I remember going back into this process and actually noticing the emotions of my mother as I was being carried in the first couple months when I was inside of her. And it was such a strong connection to have that experience. It's very incredible. I think, you know, if we get enough people interested in that, maybe we could even do one of those one time, you know. I'm always open for ideas on things we can do, you know, with a group and what people want to learn and stuff like that. So going back to the Omega thing, I'm basically lying on the floor. He's taking me through the birthing process. I'm crying because of the emotions I'm having for this connection with my mother. And, you know, then one of the things that I was going for, and I guess, you know, I'm kind of answering a lot of the questions that I get from groups of people as I go here. When you do past life, you can do it for two reasons. Some people will do like we're going to do, which is kind of like I call it the tourist thing. We're going to go and have a little journey together, see if we have some experiences, see what they're like. For some people, it's about healing. It's about finding a phobia, clearing it, going after something you're afraid of, finding out where the root of that is, especially if it's not rooted in this lifetime. And that was what I was going for with my first experience with this individual. I was afraid of heights, and there was nothing in my lifetime that would account for it. You know, I talked to my grandparents and my great-grandparents and my parents and stuff, and I was like, I had this, like, phobia, you know, this fear. And so when you do past life work, you can either do it for an experience or you can do it to actually go after something and clear it. And one of the things that's different about past life work versus meditation is that with meditation, you know, it's all about going for that silent mind, stopping we call the monkey chatter, you know, and stuff like that. And that's the key to meditation. If you can get to that place where you can get a nice good gap in there where you actually can settle down, relax, and go into that space of meditation where it's just quiet and you can allow that space to be there. And sometimes that space is only 3 seconds, and then it's some chatter, and then it's 3 seconds, and then chatter. And that's meditation for some people. And past life is a little bit different. Past life is you're kind of sitting there and you're going, okay, I'm listening to him, and I don't know if I'm actually being regressed. You got all this, like, thoughts going through your head as you're having this experience. And this is actually the way past life work is supposed to work when you do regression or this meditation, is that you will actually be talking to yourself and thinking through all this as you're having the experience. And that's the reason why it's very healing when we do it for very specific purposes of healing people, is because when you go back to an experience, and the key is right in the middle of the regression, the guy says, I want to go back to the root of when you first had your fear of heights. And I shot back to, like, Mississippi in 1856. And I'm walking down the street. It's a dirt road. I'm basically a bridge builder. We're building, like, a wooden bridge across this, like, two-mile drop down into the valley. And I'm walking next to my best friend. Now, the interesting thing about this, and we'll actually do this when we do some journey work today, is I will actually call an event in your past life where I bring most of your close family around the table for an event. Now, in some time in history, the only time that would ever happen, if you were to even get some of the family around the table, was normally a hall day at a night dinner. And for different reasons, most people were traveling, they were all over the country trying to make money, they were farmers, sometimes they didn't come together until supper time. And the interesting thing about this is if you actually look in your past life experience, if you actually look into the eyes of the people in your past life experience, you will actually recognize some of those as individuals that are in your life right now. And as I was walking down this dirt road with my best friend and I looked into his eyes, I noticed it was my current brother, Robert, in this lifetime now. That was just like, wow. And what you realize, that we learned this from Newton's books on Journey of Souls and what happens. There's another type of regression which requires deeper levels of meditation, which is called life between life. And versus past life. Past life, we generally will do what feels like a very relaxing talk through meditation where you'll have different experiences. And we'll talk about what that can feel like and what you'll experience and what the different feedback is that I get from people and what they see. The other one is called life between life regressions. So in life between life regressions, and Newton wrote a good book, Journey of Souls, which is an incredible book to read because it teaches you so much about how souls work, where we came from, how we were created, the energy, and more interesting, what was confirmed or validated through the past life experience by looking into people's eyes, is that in general, we travel with roughly about 200 souls in any given lifetime. Some people don't come in a lifetime, they hang back. Some people will travel with you. You'll notice that if you were looking at relationship rings of past lives, you would actually see that you know, your father now could have been your sister in a previous life and your best friend in the life before. So not only do you see gender reversals, but you also will see different relationship reversals. And it's almost like the people who are the closest to you will actually flip through different roles with you from life to life to life. And sometimes they'll stay back one or... And that's generally because we travel like a pod of whales. We travel when a pod is sold. And if you were to look at the numbers and do the averages, you could probably say that we reincarnate every 140 years, sometimes faster, sometimes longer. And we generally travel with about 200 people. And they can be through the whole network of who you know in your life now. And you'll hear a lot of people joke about, oh, it's very interesting, I chose my parents when I came into this life. And what you find in life between life regressions is it's a regression to experience some of your memories of what happened from the time you were born, I'm sorry, from the time you die to the time you're reborn again. It's that gap in between versus past life, which is about going back and seeing one of your lifetimes. And you learn a lot of different things from that book. You learn about how souls work, what we do when we're, sometimes we hang back over there and we learn over there. We go on little field trips with our guides and we go and we create things on other planets and all kinds of stuff happens. Really incredible book. And then he has another one. What was the other book called? Destiny of Souls, I think is the other one. This is the second book from Newton. Another incredible book. And there's other authors out there who write books on that. And, of course, you know, just like past life regression, which has thousands of cases and documentation of past life experiences, and lots of cases where they've actually gone back in history and they've validated. It's like, you know, I had this experience and I went back in the records and sure enough, I could find that individual in that town and voila, there I was. So you actually will see documentation that actually verifies that. Life between life is the same way. There's hundreds of thousands of documented cases. And just like when you read Brian's book on past life regression, you can see a lot of messages that come through, especially from senior souls who've done a lot of lifetimes. There's a common message thread that comes through about what our experiences are about, why we come here, why we learn, what life is about, and stuff like that. And you learn that with the life between life also. There's what they call the messages from the what they call the head spiritual leaders or whatever that comes through. A lot of guidance and information about the nature of things comes through in some of those books. And for me, it was kind of a balance of, well, did I enjoy hearing about people's past life experiences or did I actually enjoy more about some of the tidbits of the spiritual teachings that actually came through what is thousands of cases where you see a common thread. And the interesting thing about it is when you look at past life experiences, it doesn't matter what the person's background is, what the religion is. I mean, think about every variable there is. There's common threads in past life regression. There's a common story about what happens between and in past lives. And that's really neat because it validates the whole thing too, because it's not like, oh, there's like all the Catholics are having this experience. It's like, no. It's like they're having the same experience that a Jewish person would have, that a Christian person would have, that a person who doesn't believe in anything, you know, would have. And you see this common thread of information that validates across the board that no matter what it is that you come in with, whatever your lineage or culture or whatever it is, that there is the common ideas that are coming through. So of course, finishing my story, I was on the bridge and my brother fell with my best friend. And I went down, I was able to get him, but when I went up and got him up, I actually fell and I died. And that's where the fear came from. Now, because I'm kind of like thinking about this as I'm seeing it, you automatically associate at that point that fear or that experience has nothing to do with my life right now, because I know who I am right now in this placeholder where I am having this experience in this lifetime. And when I'm sitting there and you're having that connection, the fear automatically just lifts. And it is from that day forward that my fear of heights disappeared within that 20 seconds of that recognition right there. It's just gone. Now, sometimes what you have to do is you have to go through and do cleanup, because there was like a couple lives between then and now that had to be cleared. So I had to go through there and, you know, so you go to the next one and you find out that in the next life there was something. It wasn't an experience, but it was like a fear that was hanging there. So you clear that. And then you kind of clear a couple of those and then you get to the point where you are now and then the fear is gone. But you have to start at the root first. So that was my first experience. What did I learn about that? Well, I learned, number one, you're completely in control. You will be able to come out of it. A lot of the stuff that I'm actually doing is a form of hypnosis. And a lot of people have a lot of fears related to that. And there's a couple things you need to know about what we're doing today. The first is you're always in control. You know, if I told you to go and do something, you would basically come open your eyes and go, I'm not doing that. It doesn't matter how deeply I have you wonder. So why do people in Las Vegas cluck like chickens? Because they like it. Because they want to have fun. They're at an event. So they feed in. Their brain allows that to happen. So there's always that control that's in place. You'll hear me say a lot of safety and protection in place, because some people will have experiences that are a little bit too real for them. And I'll simply tell you, we'll go back to the garden and you'll see me lay a lot of foundation work in place so that, you know, if you get afraid or something like that, you can just boop, you're right back in the sanctuary, everything's okay. You're automatically out of the situation. Sometimes we can use key things like just make the situation really small. You're like a big giant, so then it's not such a big deal. So you're able to kind of remove yourself from that situation where it might throw you off. But most of the time, you can pretty much watch most stuff happen in your life and it's not really going to bother you that much. There is some of that emotional connection, but you can actually take a step back from it. You'll see when we leave the past life that I'll actually do some intention with words where I'll say, we're leaving behind any sickness or anything like that because we're not looking to bring anything back with us. Most of the time, you know, because we have guides and angels and everything that are with us through this process as we're journeying and having this experience, they will protect you also, so lots of times it's never an issue, but I like to set intention anyway, so I'll be doing a lot of intentional things where I'll say certain words and I'll set certain, you know, places for that during the experience. So you're always in control, you're always protected. If you look into people's eyes, you might recognize them. Sometimes we come into a lifetime with somebody from an outside soul group, and that usually happens through an arrangement. A lot of people like to say that their ex-husbands or wives were from another soul group. But sometimes that'll happen. You'll have someone come in from another group. So you might have somebody in your lifetime and not recognize them. Or, you know, it could be that you're looking at somebody across the table who's supposed to be your mother in this past life. You don't recognize them. It's probably because maybe it was your grandmother who died before you were born in this lifetime, so you don't know who they are. so you don't have that recognition. But the key is the windows of the soul, as we call looking through the eyes and being able to look into people's eyes and actually see. And in some cases, we do that as we're going through our lifetime now. We have, you know, we have the feeling of deja vu. We have this like, boy, I know you, but I just don't know where I know you from. And you're trying to place that person and figure out, you know, who they are. So I think that's all the things. So let's talk about what is the possibilities of what you're going to see as we go through the journey. So some people, they see nothing. And so it doesn't matter. Let me start with the easier one. Some people just fall asleep and they wake up and the thing's over. That's fine. That means you needed sleep. It's relaxing. It's a good process. It's laying foundation work for you. If you sleep, all the better for you. Doesn't bother me at all. I'm like, yeah, getting some good sleep. I love it. The next thing is nothing at all. That's just laying foundation work as you do a couple going back to the replays and a couple other experiences. Before you know it, things will start to come easier. I think it took me 2 months before I had my experience. I had started with CDs. So I had already done like 2 or 3 months worth of CDs. I was starting to have experiences through the CDs. And then I went and had my first regression and my certification. So that's how it unfolded for me. I think Brian said the same thing. I think Brian Weiss is the one that brought all this to everybody on how to do regression work. And there's a lot of other leaders in the world who do this too, like Denise Lynn and some other people who are really good at doing work. They don't, you know, Denise Lynn and Brian Weiss don't have a corner on the whole market. There's people in England who are famous for regression and stuff like that. So we want to give credit to everybody out there because, you know, there's plenty of work to be done and all kinds of experiences to have. So there's some people that won't have an experience, and then like a day later, you'll start dreaming about something. So something will surface that will start coming up. And that's safe, and you'll be fine and stuff like that. And that's kind of neat, too. Sometimes even though you have an experience, you don't even know what it is, sometimes you'll even have more information come through as the week unfolds. Because it's like information is like connected, and all of a sudden it starts feeding into you. So you'll start having more experiences. Some people will be in a darkness and absolutely know everything there is about that past life but see nothing. And it's like an automatic knowing. Like once I place you in and I put you through the mist and all of a sudden we're in a town and I'm telling you to look at this and look at that, you'll see nothing, but you'll automatically know the entire life right there, all of it. It's like an automatic connection to everything you knew from that lifetime is connected right in that second. Some people see lights. I've had 2 or 3 people see that. That's pretty neat. It's like they went into the experience and also they saw different color lights and stuff like that. Who knows, maybe in one of their past lives, they were just so ascended that that's all it was. It was just lights and vibration. And for some people, you'll actually see it unfold like a movie. And you'll actually see everything. You'll see the whole experience. You'll be in it. You're like walking in like a virtual reality, experiencing all parts of that life as you walk around. And I'll give you some direction, and we'll jump around, and we'll do what's called a life review, where we'll be looking at what lessons and what you learned from that life. We'll move from it backward and forward through time within seconds, within that time frame to see what we can see. We'll do the surrounding thing around the table to see what that experience is like. And you know, a lot of stuff we can do, I do this more on one-on-one sessions with people, because we can target specific things. Like go to the most significant past life or, you know, and I don't know who would put a value on what's significant, I guess, but that would be different, I think, for everybody. But you can go to some key lifetimes by just phrasing it, you know, and saying, all right, we're going to go in this, or we can go to some part of your life, you know, where was the biggest lesson, and boom, you're automatically in that time frame and that lifetime having that experience. So those are the different experiences you can have when you're experiencing this. With that, is there any questions? Questions? No? Must have done a really good job. I love that. All right. So with that, why don't we go ahead and let's get into a relaxing position. I'll do my disclaimer for my live stream and my Blog Talk Radio people. If you're driving a motor vehicle, you cannot do this regression. You can go back to the replay and listen to it at a later time. Doing the regression while driving or operating heavy equipment is very dangerous. So please come back and listen later. Oh, yes, you have a question?
Some people got yoga mats, so some people probably don't lay down on them. Do you want to put the regressions out?
Yeah. Go ahead and you can either sit in the chair or you can put your mats out on the floor and everything like that. We're going to do this in two phases. In the first phase, I'm going to talk everybody into the sanctuary, and we're going to have some relaxation, do a little healing energy, bring in some love, and then in the second part, we'll actually start to get into a journey, and then we'll wrap it up with some Q&A in the end to see if anybody has any questions. So feel free to put out your rugs and mats and get on the floor. Get on the floor. You good? Don't go into the peer pressure. You can get on the floor.
Sure.
All right. So we're just taking a minute for everybody to get relaxed and settled in the room. And if you're at home, feel free to make sure that there's no distractions. You don't want knocks on the door, interruptions. Want to make sure that doorbell from UPS isn't ringing. And you want to shut down all outside interference from anything. If you have a cell phone on, go ahead and turn it on vibrate. Just to cover for the class, everybody's got their phones either shut off or on vibrate. I did that, and it was actually funny. On one of my events, I actually had my cell phone on. And, and there I am. I actually have my cell phone on. I have a ringer on. So we're going to go ahead as everybody gets settled in. You can either sit comfortably in a chair. There's not really like meditation. There's not really any standards as far as how you need to sit. Or generally, I personally have a belief that you shouldn't be crossing your arms or your legs because I think that kind of impedes energy, but that's my own personal belief. I'm just checking to just checking in. See if there's anything else I need to see here. I'm going to go ahead and put on my background music for everybody. And we'll get started on the journey here. And hopefully everybody on the radio and on the Ustream will actually be able to hear the music. Okay, I'm sure you'll hear me fine as far as the guided meditation. But we have some beautiful sanctuary music that we're going to put on in the background here as soon as I find it. From David and Steve Goldman, and it's called Soothing Sanctuary, and we're actually going to be listening to that for our experience today, so we'll go ahead and put that in there. Okay. So, you know, for this type of thing, you can either sit in a chair or you can lay down on the floor and whatever is comfortable. Like I said, if you fall asleep during this, this is fine also. And I just want to tell you, let me ask you in the beginning, with the music on, can everybody hear me okay? Or should I bring the music down a little bit? You can hear me okay? Good? Yes? All right. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, I am going to actually take a second real quick and double check my microphone level. So bear with me for 1 minute. Testing 1, 2. All right. Sounds good. Just want to make sure I get everybody online with me. There we go. Okay, I'm actually going to bring this down just a little bit. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to kind of keep your eyes closed and keep them closed until the very end. And I'll let you know when you can open your eyes at the very end. So just keep them closed. If there's any noises or outside distractions that you hear during this experience, I want you to take that noise and allow it to make you deeper and deeper relaxed. So if you hear a horn go off or a doorbell or some type of interruption in your home, allow that to actually deepen and take you deeper and deeper into your relaxation. So what I want you to do is I want you to just breathe in and breathe out regularly. Just allow, as you breathe in, to feel that oxygen coming into your body, relaxing all parts of your body, feeling your whole body go relaxed. As you let out that breath, imagine that you're letting go of any stress or anger or any negative feelings that you've been holding on to for any reason. Just letting them go. Breathing in, letting go of all stress. Breathing in, letting go of all fears, all anger, any type of conflicts you've had with anybody. Just feeling deeply and deeply relaxed. During this process, you are totally safe and totally in control of this entire experience. Totally safe, totally in control, feeling relaxed, deeply, deeply relaxed, going deeper and deeper. Totally safe, totally protected. Breathing in, breathing out, feeling your whole body going relaxed. As we breathe in, we imagine a wave of relaxation energy starting at the top of our head. As we breathe in, that roll of energy, like an ocean wave, goes all the way down our body, all the way down to our toes. And when we breathe out, that energy rolls right back up from our toes all the way back up to our head. So as we breathe in, we imagine this wave going down our body. As we breathe out, we feel that wave come from our toes and go all the way up to the top of our head again. Imagining this wave moving across our body, totally safe. As this wave moves across your body, as you breathe in and breathe out, as this wave touches that part of the body, it relaxes that part of the body. And every time it touches that part of the body, it relaxes your body deeper and deeper. So as it moves backward and forward, as you breathe in and out, you're feeling your whole body from your head all the way down to your toes, relaxing. As it moves backward again, you feel deeper and deeper relaxed, totally safe. Totally in control. Just relaxing. Feeling your whole body go very soft. Feeling all your muscles relaxing. It looks like you're like a rag doll, just kind of melting into the chair or the mat or whatever you're laying on or sitting on. Allowing any outside noises to take you deeper and deeper relaxed. Any outside distractions. We're now ready to head to the sanctuary. The sanctuary is a beautiful garden. We're inside of a beautiful cottage out in the middle of the woods. It's sunny outside, the weather is perfect, the wind is just blowing very gently. We step out the back door of this beautiful house. We step down the steps. As we go down the steps from the back of the house, we see before us a beautiful path that goes into the forest. So we look up in the sky, we see eagles flying around, and we see deer out in the backyard. It's beautiful wildlife, birds flying around, we can hear the birds. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hear the water fountains and the water things in the yard. So we take a step down these two or three steps down to this nice dirt pathway heading into the woods. So we step down each step, five of them. As each step we go deeper and deeper, relax. Five, four, three, heading down the stairs, two, one. Feeling really good. Feeling safe. Letting go of any stress or pain. We now walk down this beautiful path into the woods. Beautiful trees all around us. You can see the sunlight coming through the trees. Look around and there's wildlife. It's almost like you're not there because they just walk right near you. All types of animals. See squirrels and deer, and there's a bear off in the distance and a little baby. See up in the trees, you can see a eagle sitting there. All the different animals here as you go on this journey. As you come into the middle of the woods, it's this beautiful clearing surrounded by this fence. It's beautiful metalwork on it. As we walk through this fence, we walk into this most beautiful garden, our sanctuary, the place of safety. The place of being in the now. Just totally relaxed, going deeper and deeper relaxed. As you walk into the garden, you see beautiful fountains and stonework. See all types of flowers and bushes and trees. See all types of birds. All types of wildlife. The weather is perfect. It's a hammock over between two beautiful trees. There's a nice bench next to the waterfall, next to the fountain. So a bunch of birds have made their nest in the different parts of the garden. I want you to take a moment and just sit here on the bench or in the hammock. I want you to sit here. Just relax. Be present in the now. Nothing from before this moment matters. Nothing a moment from now matters. The only thing that matters now is the moment you're in. Being present now. Listening to the water, hearing the birds. Feeling the sun on your face, feeling the cool breeze move across your body. You see this beautiful light coming through the trees off to the side of the garden. It's a very loving light that comes towards you, bringing you unconditional love, filling all parts of your body with unconditional love, energizing you, healing you, filling you with unconditional love. As we're sitting here in this process, enjoying the garden, totally safe, totally in control, just breathing deeper and deeper, relaxed. Sitting here listening to the birds. You feel the healing light coming through the trees, covering your whole body in this beautiful color of pink, gold, white light. Feeling this healing energy coming through and healing every cell in your body, letting go of anything that no longer serves you, that's not for your highest good. releasing and letting go of things that no longer serve you. Letting go of whatever you want to, that's for your highest good, with grace and ease now. Allowing that healing energy to move across your body, to all parts of your body, healing anything that needs to be healed. Not really healing, but just returning you to the healthy state that you were always in. Healing all parts of your body, feeling that loving energy come in. We find in life that we're connected to certain individuals that we have experiences with. Sometimes these relationships start beautifully, loving unconditionally. And sometimes the experiences end a certain way. So these lessons, where we no longer need to have these connections with these individuals, we have an energy cord that connects us with them. I ask for the assistance of the angels, with your permission, that we go ahead and we cut any negative cords that are connecting you with any individual, connecting only the negative ones, leaving the loving ones in place, sending back those cords to those individuals with love, letting go, recognizing that we can love somebody and forgive them, even though we might not forgive them for what they did. We can still let go of that energy and no longer hang on to it. So we send it back with love. We ask that your body be cleared and repaired, its fields around your body be surrounded with loving light, filling, energizing you, feeling love and secure. Before we start our journey, I'm going to leave you in the garden for a moment so you can relax. We'll actually come back here after our journey to relax before we finish our session. But I want you to be able to come back to the sanctuary in any time that you need it. So I want you to think of your favorite color. I want you to think of your favorite number. And I want you to think of your favorite symbol, let it be a circle or a pyramid or a square or whatever it is, a star, a cross, color, number, symbol. Once you have your color, number, symbol, I want you to connect it to this beautiful place. So no matter where you are, all you have to do is close your eyes, take a deep breath, think of your color, your number, and your symbol, and you'll automatically be back in the sanctuary. When you want to come back to where you're at, all you have to do in that time period, when you're wanting to go to that sanctuary with that symbolism, to come back into the world where you're in, you can simply open your eyes, but not what we're doing now. Just simply giving you direction for later, that you can simply open your eyes when you want to come away from the sanctuary. Excellent. Let's just take a moment and sit here in the sanctuary. Now, for some reason, you come out of your meditation. All you have to do is close your eyes and take a deep breath, and you'll automatically go right back into the sanctuary, totally safe, totally protected, deeply and deeply relaxed. We are now ready to go on our past life journey. During this journey, if there's any time that you get afraid, you can automatically just go back to the sanctuary by just thinking about the birds. You can also move above the situation. You can also make the situation smaller and you bigger. These are all different ways of dealing with something that might become uncomfortable while you're having the experience. So just being relaxed, we're now walking out of the garden towards the back of the woods, walking next to a beautiful stream that runs next to the forest. So beautiful out. The weather is so perfect. We're just walking away from the garden, closing the gate behind us, walking down the pathway. In the middle of the woods is this beautiful wood log house. Just so beautiful with glass windows. It's like a little smoke coming out of the chimney. You smell that fire that's been burning, like something nice is cooking. So we walk into the front door, we notice that there's a long, beautiful hallway of different colored lights. As we walk down this hallway, we go deeper and deeper relaxed. Totally safe, totally in control. As you walk down this hallway, you notice on the left and the right-hand side that there's beautiful doors. Each door has wood-carved artwork in it. The most beautiful designs you've ever seen. In some doors, there's beautiful crystals of all different colors. As we walk down this hallway, we're going backwards in time. Going further and further backward in time. Just walking down this beautiful hallway. I now want you to stop in front of one of the doors. It'll either be on your left or it'll be on your right-hand side. Or it might be just frontly in front of you. There's no more hallway, just this door in front of you. Look at the beautiful artwork on it, on the door. I want you to open the handle. And as you open the handle, you walk into this room filled with beautiful white light. As you walk into this room, it feels so comforting, so safe. It's like a whole room filled with unconditional love. You close the door behind you, and you're now inside this beautiful room, allowing all this beautiful energy to surround you. As you walk across this room in this beautiful light, you notice that it almost becomes like a mist, like a fog. You feel totally safe in everything. It's really light. You can no longer see the door. You feel so good inside. Like you're surrounded in yourself with a nice, comfortable blanket. Pulling it over your shoulders. As you come through this mist, you notice that you're coming out of a tunnel on a hill, looking down on a town. You're now in one of your past lives. As we mentioned earlier, for some of you, you'll automatically just know everything there is to know about this space that you're in. For some of you, you'll see something. You'll know something. You'll hear something. You'll sense it. All types of experiences. So I want you to take a moment, always leaving your eyes closed as we go through this experience, because I will tell you at certain points to look at things, but that doesn't mean to open your eyes now. It just means to simply look around using your third eye, looking at your vision, sensing or knowing or whatever it is. So I want you to look down at your feet. What type of shoes are you wearing? What type of clothes are you wearing? You don't have to say anything. These are just prompts for you to recognize certain things as I guide you through this. Do you know what you are? Are you male or female? Because we do sometimes switch genders from one lifetime to the next. What is your name? What is it that you do? Do you know how old you are? Let's walk down into the town. We're now in the middle of the town. Do you recognize people around you? Is this where you grew up? Or did you move here? Or are you just traveling? Deeper and deeper, relax. Just allowing to have the experience. Is there a newspaper on the corner you can look at where you can see the date? What is it that you do? Do we want to go to the job? Take a look at the job you do and the people you work with? As you walk by people on the street, look into their eyes. Do you know anybody? Do you know any of these people from this lifetime or the one you're in now? Just to go backwards in time, I want to take you back to when you were 14 years old in this past life, to that location. So at this point, you might actually leave the town and go to the place of your home. 5, 4, 3, going back to your home when you're 15 years old. 2, 1, you're now 15 years old in this past life. You're in the home you grew up in. For some people, this might be an orphanage or a church or a family that's taking care of you. It's the holiday, and it's nighttime, and the family is gathered in the kitchen around the large table. For some times and some periods, this is the only time that the family ever got together. As you can see under candlelight in the fireplace, you look around the room of the people who are around the table. Do you recognize any of these people? Look into their eyes. Do you hear any noises? Allow it to go. Any outside distractions or noises during this time period that you're having this experience, you're totally safe, totally in control. Allow those noises to take you deeper and deeper relaxed. Excellent. We're now going to jump forward to when you're a little bit older. And based on the time period, I won't set an age because sometimes in certain time periods, people passed away when they were very young because of the time period. So we're just going to go forward 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 years, depending on this time period you're in. Going forward a certain number of years to see your life later on in this past life. 1, 2, 3, moving forward older in this lifetime. 4, 5. You're now in a new location in this past life. So many years older. Look around. Who are you? What is it that you do? What experiences have you had in life so far? Just giving you a second to look at this lifetime, look at this time period. Ah. we're now going to do a life review. The way a life review works, it's like watching a DVR or a VCR fast forward. With direction, I'm going to take you back to the time when you were a child in this past life. I'm going to move you forward in this life until right before you pass away. And then I'm going to pull you right back and move you right backwards. And we're going to do this in a matter of seconds. And as we go through this process of moving forward and backward, you're going to be able to recognize all the different key points in your life. What was significant? Who were the key people you had relationships with? Who are they? Who were they then? Who are they now? Do you recognize them? What key experiences did you have? What did you learn? Counting back from three back to one, going back to when you were a child in this past life. Three, two, going back to a child, one. Counting back from one to three, moving forward through this lifetime, looking at all the different events, all the way up to the point right before you pass away. Moving forward through time, looking at all the events that we talked about. One, fully relaxed, moving forward, looking at all the events, noticing the details. Two, three. And I want you to just take a moment and think about all the different things you just saw, all the different things you just learned about this past life. Counting from three down to one, just moving backward through your life again to give it another review. Three, two, going backwards, heading to being younger and younger in this past life, looking at all the different events, noticing the different experiences, totally safe. One. All right. So I want you to just take a moment and recognize all the different things you learned, all the different experiences you had. Excellent. We're now ready to move forward out of this lifetime. We head back up the hill into the beautiful cave of light, into the beautiful room of light. When we're in this room, we take with us the lessons and the knowledge and the information we got from reviewing this past life, but we let go of any type of pain or suffering, any type of negative experiences, letting it go, taking only the lessons and the feelings with us that we want for our highest good, letting go of anything else that no longer serves us, letting it go, allowing the light in this room to clear us, heal us, clear us of anything that no longer serves us. Excellent. Go ahead and open the door. Step into the hallway. Close the door behind you. Feeling totally energized, full of love, taking with you the beautiful experiences you have. Walking down the hallway, out of the cottage, heading back into the woods. Moving forward in time, coming back into this time that you're in now, your current life. You enter the gate and go back into the garden. You find a bench in the garden and you sit and relax. taking a moment to think about the experiences you had in the past life that you reviewed. Just relaxing and enjoying the garden. Just sitting and relaxing. See this most beautiful angel come down through the light and sit next to you. See this beautiful song in the garden. It's feeling and energizing all of your body. Sitting and relaxing and feeling unconditional love surrounding you. Letting go of anything that no longer serves you. Totally safe in the garden. We sit in the garden and we relax. Just take in the beautiful energy. Allow it to surround us, to relax us. We're now ready to leave the garden. So we walk out the front gate. We walk up the beautiful path through the forest. Remembering the color and the number of the symbol to take us back to this sacred garden whenever we want to go. Coming forward in time into your bodies. You climb the stairs into the beautiful house in the countryside. 1, 2, 3, coming more into your body. 4, 5, 6, 7. More present, totally safe. Starting to move your feet. Starting to move your fingers. Feeling yourself sitting or laying on the floor. Bringing yourself back into your body. Just keeping your eyes closed. Listening to my voice. Bringing yourself present into this space. Coming back. Starting to move your fingers. You see you move your fingers. Moving your hands. Moving your feet. Move your feet for me. Back in the present with me now. Just take a deep breath. Feel yourself grounded in your body, imagining growing roots out of your feet down into the earth, connecting with Mother Earth, feeling that beautiful energy coming up through your feet, grounding you into the space, back into the present with me now. Okay, you can open your eyes when you're ready. Coming back to me. Yep, there we go. Okay. Coming back now. Welcome. Okay. So I want you to just take a moment to just kind of feel in your body, feel your feet. Look around, ground yourself. This is called grounding. Everybody needs to ground. Bring ourselves back in our body. Where are we? Who are we? Feeling our bodies, noticing where we are. So you can take a moment and you can write down anything you want to write down in your journals. You can think about the experiences you had. So from a show of hands, did anybody see anything? Yeah? Wow. That's amazing. Were you able to see the different things and have the different experiences we move backward and forward through your lifetime? See the contracts and learn the different things and see the different things we experienced? No? Sometimes that'll show up a little bit afterwards over the next day or two. Things will start bubbling with champagne bubbles to the surface. So I'm just going to give you a moment. I'm going to put on some music and just let you relax and think about your experience and everything before I talk anymore. I had to put some music on here for everybody to listen to as you take some notes and write in your journals. And let's see what I got that I want to put on here. For anybody that's just tuning in now, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. We're live on location in Tampa, Florida at the Achievement and Relaxation Center. You can find out more about our events on our website at www.markarawson.com. That's MarkaRawson. I appreciate everybody tuning in. This is available for replay, so you can go back and listen to it anytime you want. And we're going to be going off the air in the next couple minutes. I'm just going to put down some background music for everybody to listen to, and I'm going to come back and do Q&A with the group that's here in a minute. Right now, everybody is just taking a moment to kind of settle into their bodies, taking some notes and everything like that. We noticed by looking at the group, for some of you that aren't able to see the group on the live feed, that we had hands up across the board on everybody having some type of experience, so it's always great, and I hope you had a great and safe journey back home with you, and you should just take a moment at this point to go ahead and take some notes at home while we sit and just relax before we go to Q&A.
Okay, we're just taking a few minutes to let people finish up their journal notes. A few minutes to work on their journals and everything, and I just want to open up the floor to see if anybody has any questions. For anybody that's on the live stream or the radio show, if you want to ask me some questions, if you go to the website, markarawson.com, you can also go to spiritualconnectionsradio.com, and there's email addresses at the bottom. If you have any questions about your experience or about just regressions or spiritual questions or anything you might have, feel free to drop me an email through either of those email addresses. So for those out there who aren't able to give me a question at this point. So I'll just turn to the room. How was the experience? Did you enjoy it? Yeah? Yeah. So what is? Do you have any questions about anything? Yes. Yes.
During the regression, I saw like when you were asking for being transmitted, the bearing or what you're looking for, and it seemed to change. Like I see a flash of one time frame, and then the theme would change to a very different time frame. So it was just a little bit off over the place, although there was some consistency eventually.
Okay. So the question that came in was noticing through the past life experience of seeing different types of clothing and everything kind of merging and transforming, and then eventually through the experience a lot of it started to settle down. The answer to that is because what you're actually seeing is you're actually seeing like different styles and clothes and everything that were happening through that time period. And sometimes what will happen is you'll actually get a bleed through from another past life that will actually come in because you're finally connected in that time period. So you actually see some little like echoes of things from other past lives that will actually come in and experience that, especially if you notice like, you know, maybe one of your past lives you were, you know, in the Genghis Khan army or something like that. So you're on a horse wearing all the colors, and the next thing you know, you're in, like, England and court, and you're wearing the gown. You're like, well, wait a second. It's like armor suit, 1 second, beautiful dress, armor suit, you know. And what you're actually doing is you're doing almost the equivalent of astral traveling between the different past lives within those seconds. You're getting a little bit of that bleed through, especially when you see such big differences in wardrobe clothing. It's a very good question. Yeah, thank you. Any other questions? I'm just watching you over here. It's just, yeah, this one was amazing. Like, this experience that's unfolding for you over here. So.
Did you have a question? Or? It's okay not to share it, too. Some people like to keep stuff to themselves, and that's fine, too.
Maybe a question.
Mm-hmm.
I saw so many different aspects of different lives that I was able to do the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And I have the same hair.
Uh-huh.
And would you that maybe both of that you were that both of them?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So let me go ahead and repeat the question for everybody who's listening. So basically she was having an experience of seeing all these different things, but she was seeing common patterns that were coming up, through the experience. And that is normal. We can sometimes when going through and we're seeing, lots of times we target to go into one past life, but sometimes we actually will trance, once we go back, we'll start jumping around within the experience and see lots of different things. And it's not uncommon to see a common thread that comes up to a past life experience. I know from a lot of my past life experiences, I've been a leader of like every religious group in the world. I've always been like a head priest, a rabbi, you name it, I've done it. And, you know, so I have what would probably be 14 or 18 lifetimes of being some type of leader of some type of group. So if you were to flash around in my life, I'd always be in some type of service, trying to lead people into an understanding or a path towards something. So it's not uncommon to see a common thread of, as a soul, there's like, I'm always a healer, and there's a lot of people that do that too, and a lot of people that are attracted to some of this will actually see patterns of seeing a bunch of the same type of experience, especially as they start to document more and more of their past lives. And you might have a common thread. It's kind of like what we would call your soul journey of really what it is that you want to do. And it's funny because lots of people who come into this lifetime are doing something they never really wanted to do. I mean, I started with 30 years of technology and then, awoken later in my life and said, I want to be a spiritual teacher. And it's like, and then, of course, then you get all the guidance and everything coming in. It's going, yeah, we were trying to tell you that 10 years ago, and then, by the way, if you look at this, you've been doing this for 20 or 30 lifetimes, a healer or a teacher or something like that. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Any questions? Are you all good? All right. Yes. Another one? Go ahead.
At the end, I saw just pop the different things that I assume were related to this lifetime, like a store and a system or that. But at the end, I had like a deja vu, and I remember like meditating here before and seeing like these same bushes. And I'm uncertain now if maybe I had another question here. If maybe I really did have that same vision of place for the serverless or originally, I was thinking that I was talking, or I went to the same place here, but it was this building, and I was meditating, and I was looking at these bushes.
So the question that came up is that she was basically saying that, because she's done some other past life regressions in the same building, there was almost like a remembering of being in a certain place, of being in a physical location, of something it resembles, being in the bushes and something like that. And that is common. It's common to kind of be in a space and see, common thread. We get attracted back to certain geographical locations. Sometimes that'll come back as another type of experience because, lots of times the way that'll appear for some people is they'll travel someplace they've never been and they'll be like, oh, I remember being here when I was, I remember being here. So let me come back to that for a second. I'd like to say goodnight to everybody on Spiritual Connections Radio. I appreciate you joining us, and I know we're wrapping this up, and, I want to say goodnight to everybody and thank you. And as always, you can go to this link that you found the show on. It's available for iTunes and iPod. And you're able to go back and listen to any of these shows or any of the replays anytime you want.
You've been listening to Mark Rossin from Tampa, Florida, and this is Spiritual Connections Radio.
Great, good. Just wanted that to
A lot of times you'll see people who will go to like Greece or something that never been there, and all of a sudden they get like tours. So it's like a different type of experience, but it's not uncommon to kind of be in a place and say, oh, I recommend this, or this feels very healthy for something. You know, we get attracted to it. It's just like we get attracted to certain things.
Yeah, it's just
it's
perception.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think that's because I have this, but then the super that I help me. I'm here and I see the book, which is in my head.
Good enough. We all set? All right. Well, thank you for coming and being here. If you check out the website, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be putting all places stuff out of here, so feel free to check out the website, and I appreciate all of you being here. As we say in yoga, light and may be light. It's a very honor to be with you today. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Well, that was the best thing. I did. I did. I did.